Shear 10 Avoidus L. Last night we established that times man is an active conduit through which specific spiritual effects take place based on human actions. And this year we focus specifically on the designated Zman Shel Rotzon, time of divine favor, that exists throughout the days of El. The Zohar in Parshat Achrei Mois 58a analyzes the verse in Vayikra Tesayin Beis or Vayikra 16:2. Va'al yavoi b'chol eis el ha-kodesh, and he shall not come at all times into the sanctuary. The Zohar explains that there is a specific windows in the world that possess unique capacity to draw down bracha, where tefillos are readily heard and accepted. Conversely, there are windows where divine favor or ratzon is absent, and bracha is withheld, and harsh judgments, dinim kashim, prevail in the world. The Zohar demonstrates that this fluctuation between Ratzon and Din operates across all layers of the calendar. Entire seasons of the year are classified as times of Ratzon, like in yearly cycles and times of Din. There are monthly cycles. Certain days within a month carry greater Ratzon than others. Specific days of the week possess distinct spiritual frequencies. Within every 24-hour cycle, the morning hours, for example, Shacharis represents Zman Shel Chesed, time of kindness, and Eis Ratzon. Weir night, Laila, represents a time of Din. Even within single days itself, specific hours, minutes carry the heightened level of Ratzon compared to others. In Parshas Ekev, Devarim 9:18 or Tes Yud Ches, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts his second stay on the mountain after the sin of the Egel Azov, and he says, "V'esnafal lifnei Hashem k'rishoyno arboim yoyim arboim laila. I fell down before Hashem as at first 40 days and 40 nights." Moshe specifically emphasizes that this second period lasted 40 days and 40 nights, the exact same length of the time of his initial stay to receive the first luchos. Rashi details the complete timeline of Moshe Rabbeinu's 3 40-day stays in Har Sinai. The first, it lasted from the 6th of Sivan to the 17th of Tammuz. Moshe ascended on the 6th of Sivan, the day of Matan Torah, to receive the first Luchos. He descended 40 days later on Shavuot of Tammuz, saw the Chet Egel, and broke the Luchos. The second one was for 40 days from 18th of Tammuz to the 29th of Av. Immediately the next day on the Yurches Tammuz, Moshe reascended the mountain to plead for forgiveness on behalf of Klal Yisrael. He remained there for 40 days, ending in Chavtes Av. This created an initial appeasement, a ritzui, from Hashem, but the forgiveness was not yet complete. Hashem instructed Moshe, Pesal l'chosh ne luchas avonim, carve for yourself 2 stone tablets, and Moshe descended on the 29th in Av. The third 40 days was started on the 1st of Rosh Chodesh El and ended in the 10th of Tishrei Yom Kippur. Descent the following Rosh Chodesh El, the first of El, Moshe ascended with the second set of raw stone for the third 40-day period. This period concluded with Yom Kippur. On this day, Hashem's appeasement was fully completed with a total joy, with complete forgiveness, love, and favor. Says Slicha Gemura B'Simcha B'Ahava B'Ratzon. Hashem declared to Moshe, Salachti Kedvarecho. I have forgiven according to your word. The Chaya Adam in Klal 138, quoting the Tana de Ve'elio, derives a foundational rule for all generations. From that year forward, every single year, without exception, Mis'oirer Oirer Harachamin L'mala V'Him Yemei Ratzon. The upper light of mercy reawakens above, and those on these days become days of favor, of Ratzon. Even though the period beginning on Rosh Chodesh El was initially an in-progress level of Ratzon, meaning it wasn't complete yet, that culminated fully in Yom Kippur, that exact same window of Yemei Ratzon reawakens every year. It grants every Jew in every generation the ability to achieve the tshuva gemura, a complete tshuva, complete repentance, and a Ratzon gemur, and a complete divine favor, or Ratzon. Every day in Shemayin Esrei, in the Bracha of Ritzei, we repeat 3 specific requests for Ratzon. Number 1, Ritzei Hashem Lekeinu Ba'amplei Yisrael Uvsilasan, find favor Hashem, our God, in your people, Yisrael, and their tefillah. Number 2, Uvsilasan Ba'havas Kavu Ratzon, and accept their tefillah with love and with favor. 3, and may the service of your people Yisrael always be desirable to you. The Ramchal explains the profound cosmic impact of Ratzon. In exact proportion to the degree of Ritzoi, of desire, that Hashem has toward a person's tefillah and his mitzvahs, to the exact extent his actions resonate throughout of all Shemayim. This divine favor provides the spiritual force that rectifies its misakim, the higher realms, and all of creation. Rabbeinu Yoino in Shari Tshuva Shar Aleph Ois Mem Beis, Shar 1 Ois 42, uncovers a foundational distinction in Avodas Tshuva. Level 1 is Slicha, the erasing of punishment and atonement of sin, and number 2 is Ratzon, the restoring of divine passion, delight, and closeness. A Baal Tshuva must not limit his tefillos merely to securing Slicha, forgiveness, and to ensure the erasure of his chatoim, his sins. Rabbeinu Yoino established that a person must daven intensely, sheyach poitz boi v'yirtzeyu v'yoser loy, that Hashem should desire him, find favor in him, and be appeased by him. Rabbeinu Yoino explains that a tragic situation can exist. A person may achieve kapara, atonement, or pardon, so that he is no longer punished for his sins. Yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still does not take delight in him. Hashem does not desire his offerings, nor does he take pleasure in his proximity. The true longing of tzaddikim, the righteous, when seeking slicha, pardon, goes far beyond escaping punishment. Tavas ha-tzaddikim min ha-slichois lahofik rotzoin me sheyach boitz behem. The passionate desire of the righteous is seeking forgiveness, is to produce divine rotzoin, that Hashem should truly desire them. This is anchored in Tehillim 36, Lamed Vav. For his anger is but a moment. Life, real true life, is in his favor, is in his ratzon. Hashem's passionate desire, his ratzon toward an individual, is the true authentic life force, a chaim hakayomim, that gives genuine spiritual sustenance, is the truth and the or god of the great light of existence. In direct accordance with the degree of divine ratzon, a person's merits for all his actions, that is the exact degree to which he gains the capacity to build a world of ruchnius and his internal portion of Olam Haba. To summarize our mindset, the 40 days window of Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur is built into creation as an annual reawakening of divine mercy and favor. Do not settle merrily for the cancellation of punishment for slicha. Strive through tshuva, tefila, tzedakah, and other mitzvahs to restore Hashem's passionate ratzon to you in you. Utilize the potential. The vast spiritual potential of Elul as a zman shel ratzon is wide open and waiting for each of us to actively capitalize on it. Have a wonderful evening.